we've been talking so far in the context of kind of a corporate environment where there's a hierarchy, but it strikes me that all the disciplines that we're talking about exercising here have equal, if not greater, application for the individual practitioner that's out in the field, and maybe they really know their craft and they are charged with the responsibility of transferring their expertise, providing their counsel. And if they don't exercise some of these disciplines we're talking about, they could either A, not provide the value that they could and should, or even if they do, not be able to demonstrate and articulate the value of what they provided. I don't know, that's the Stone theory. Is there any merit to any of that?
There is, Stone. About 7 years ago, I put together a program that exactly follows what you're saying, that we talk about the Kirkpatrick model in relation to training, but it can apply to anything in life. When I wake up in the morning as a business owner and I give myself that 1 8-minute snooze when I hit the button on the top of my clock radio, the first thing my mind goes to is, what is the most important thing I need to accomplish today? My level 4 result. And then I think, so what specific things do I need to make sure I am doing today to make sure that happens? That's my level 3. And then my level 2 is, do I have all the parts and pieces that I am going to need to be able to accomplish this? You know, do I need to look something up and figure it out? Do I need to refer to something? Do I know how to do this? And then my level 1, is my environment going to be correct for this? And the way that translates in my world is I look at my calendar and I say, wow, if I have back-to-back meetings all day, but what I really need to do is get an article written, I need to make a change. So I live these 4 levels before I even really fully wake up in the morning.
So they transcend business. It affects you as an individual.
Yeah. You know, the thing that's so fantastic about the model is it is really very simple and intuitive because it does apply to anything. Now, that doesn't mean that it's easy because we need to hold ourselves accountable to do it, but it really is that simple. It can apply to anything.
Now, in the companies you work with, what is the pain that they're having where they're like, you know what, we should call the Kirkpatrick folks?
You know, the one that makes me the saddest, and this happens every now and then, is someone will call and say something like, well, we have a $2 million leadership development program, and we are so proud of it. We put so much into this. It's 3 years. All of our high potential leaders are in it. So we're in year 2 now, and we think we should start evaluating if it's been effective.
So after the fact, they decided to evaluate?
Yes. So my heart just sinks.
Does that happen a lot? Is that a minority or?
I would like to think it's happening less because we're sending this message that evaluation doesn't come at the end. But sadly, sadly, there are some models that are out there that say, you know, you develop the training, you deliver it, and then you evaluate what happened. You know, what we like to say is create a plan, including what you're trying to accomplish and how you're going to know if you're on the way. And instead of measuring what happened, influence what does happen. Because then you're going to have some results at the end.
So build in some checkpoints to make sure you're at least in the right path to get where you want to go instead of
exactly.
Waiting until you landed somewhere and hope you are in the right place.
Exactly. And some of the most successful initiatives we've seen actually started with some non-compliance or some trouble that they weren't even expecting. But the reality is what you just said, Lee, they had those checkpoints. So very shortly after their big event, they realized, oh my gosh, people are not truly doing this, or they're not doing it as much as we were hoping or as well as we were hoping. So they can quickly do some remediation.
Right. Some course correction to get back on track. But
absolutely.
So you've seen some things that have like a 1 to 2 year plan and they don't check until they're done. Is that true? That's not true.
You sound incredulous, but it happens all
it's like
the time.
It's like, oh, I'm going to go to college every day. And then I think I'm going to be, you know, an accountant at the end that I'm, you know, I have a degree in women's studies, you know, like that. And I'm like, how'd that happen?
That's how this whole conversation started, right? You asked him about it, his office change,
right?
Well, and it does happen. You know, just think back maybe to the last time you attended training. Did anything happen afterwards?
Stone's in charge of training.
Not anymore, I'm not. I'm calling the Kirkpatricks in. Speaking of which, the work itself, you and your team you consult, you speak, you train, but is that true? You do all those things.
That is true.
And she writes and she blogs and she
goes on radio shows and all that stuff. But you're really committed to this idea of capability transfer, empowering the organization. And so you have this whole certification process around these disciplines as well, yes?
Yes, we do. And this is really something that if anybody's listening to this saying, boy, I just don't know if I can pull this off. The first step is the bronze level certification, which is either kicking off with a 2-day program or 5 online sessions. And we walk our own talk. You do pre-work, part of which is talking to your supervisor about what you want to accomplish from this training. And what we like about the program is during the program, you actually take a real program of your own and build the plan. So this plan where we talk about what's going to happen before, during, and particularly after the training, what are you trying to accomplish? What's your highest level result? You build that during the program. And to get certified, you submit the plan and we review it. And we review every single one and give it written comments and a letter grade. And, you know, if we say, hey, you know, we don't see a strong enough plan here, people then basically work on it and resubmit it. So you walk away from the program with a plan that you are ready to execute.
It's not hypothetical. This is a real actionable thing that can impact your business upon completion.
That's right. Jim Kirkpatrick says all the time that I'm level 4 and he's level 3 in our real life. And no way was I going to be part of a program where there was not a tangible result at
right.
the end.
Because a lot of this is art for art's sake, right?
Right.
And you're trying to kind of put an end to that. So everything is practical and productive and it's making impact.
Yeah. We've seen ourselves the power of training that actually works. And the training industry is at some risk of being replaced by things like, think about all the times where you go watch a YouTube video.
Right.
Or just go grab some instructions for how to do something on Pinterest.
Watch some TED Talks.
Yeah.
That's our training program.
And sadly, for a lot of organizations, that's what is happening because they don't see the value in
right.
having a training professional because they're not doing these things.
Right. But you're uniquely qualified to speak to this because you were on the other side of the desk.
Mm-hmm. I was that person who thought I didn't need to have
right.
a training professional.
Right. So that's not a hypothetical for you. You've lived that. You felt how that feels. So you can mm-hmm. really empathize and understand how to create a solution that works.
I like to think so.
Well, the irony of this, if that's the right word, is a TED Talk can be marvelous center content for a module. It just needs to be wrapped in these disciplines. Right? I mean, then it could be extremely effective training, right?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we get a little bit criticized when we talk about training because people say, oh, that's just Stone Age stuff because, oh, no pun intended. But, you know, they say, well, geez, that's just not what people do anymore. You do just go grab a TED Talks or a YouTube video. That's fine. You can put training in quotes. It's anywhere where you get the knowledge to do
right.
what you need to do. And we encourage that, you know, use this informal way that we all just use our digital world to get knowledge. But then to your point, you have to have that plan. Okay, so I'm going to watch a bunch of videos, but then what am I supposed to do? And what's going to hold me accountable to doing that and reward me when I do it or course correct when I don't? And what is the point at the end? What am I trying to get out of it?
Now, on this certification, again, I see advantages for everybody. I see advantages for the execs and the lines of business. I'm going to feel better about the whole operation if the people I'm entrusting my people to do the training, if they are certified, they're credentialed, and they're thinking about this, and they're going to follow these disciplines. And if I'm a training professional inside an organization, I got to believe that's better. For me, I have more, my stock's got to be higher inside the company if I'm, what do you call it, Kirkpatrick certified? Or is it?
Right.
If mm-hmm. you're Kirkpatrick certified. And then back to being an individual practitioner, you know, out there as a strategy consultant or whatever, to me, I would think this would give me almost an unfair competitive advantage. If you're talking to me and maybe one or two other potential strategy consultants that you might engage, I'm going to make it known somewhere in the course of that conversation, I'm Kirkpatrick certified. We're serious about delivering the results. So I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know, but I suspect that's why people flock to these certifications, right?
Well, thank you for your kind words on that. We have been really excited over the last couple of years that we've seen in job descriptions that they are now requiring Kirkpatrick certification for certain training positions for that very reason, that they think if we're going to invest in somebody who is a training manager or a director, they need to have this mindset that the training absolutely must increase performance.
Trainer, did you Kirkpatrick certified? That's the question to ask now.
There you go. So if somebody, if a company is having challenges in their training or not satisfied with the results or maybe reached a plateau in their training results, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, we really encourage people to reach out to us. We love to talk to training professionals and help them. Our website is kirkpatrickpartners.com. And if you complete the free quick registration, we actually just counted the other week. We have over 100 free resources on our website. So wow. If people just want to read a white paper, watch a recorded webinar, you know, find out a little more about this, that is right there for them. And reach out to us too. Our number is 770-302-3500. If you want to set up a time to chat with us, get pointed in the right direction. We just, honestly, we hear all the time from training professionals whose jobs are being eliminated, and we just don't want to see that.
And is there one of your books that you would recommend as a first read to kind of familiarize yourself with the process?
Yeah, a good one is our newest book, The Kirkpatrick's Four Levels of Training Evaluation. We were super excited. It hit number one in the business training books on Amazon when it came out last fall. And Jim and I kind of joke, we put a little too much into this book. This book can really tell you how to do this and how to get started. Mm-hmm. So fantastic first step or investment for someone who's serious about really making their training work and frankly, keeping their job.
Well, it has been an absolute